as I can move from purely kind of technical questions, as it did, you know, in the earliest forerunners of what is now ICANN, and move closer to questions that are clearly political in nature, what do you make of retaining consensus as a decision-making tool? Is it too manipulable?
Well, I've said a number of times that the jury is out about that. I think that the issue here is, I mean, that regardless of whether you take a liberal or a conservative political view of this, you have to ask yourself if the internet becomes the primary information resource base for social and political dialogue in human society on a global basis, is it conceivable that a piece of technical architecture and the administration of that architecture can be left out of direct control of national government?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that anybody knows the answer to that question. Magaziner went around the world in the winter of 98 before the white paper came out, and he had a hot time of it because most of the major countries felt that they should do a major economic power get together and just decide on these things, and he convinced them, using the leverage of the Clinton-Gore administration, that they were better off to leave it proceed on a private sector basis. It will be pretty easy to determine whether ICANN should continue or not, and the way that you'll find that out is whether, as decisions are taken and policies are put in place, the community goes along with them, or there are major defections.
Well, what can